Good morning, 738 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, as he does every Wednesday at this time, Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Glad to be back here, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you. So let's obviously start with a storm discussion because even though we're not expecting anything quite as bad, obviously not as bad as Sally, we are still concerned. What is the city doing and what kind of advisories do you have for citizens this morning?
Well, first I'd like to say hopefully your Wednesday morning people who had garbage pickup today put their stuff out. We're going to pick up garbage today. We are working this morning. We will be working till about noon. If you have something with the city, please get it done before noon. Because we will be letting people off after that. Obviously, emergency people, police, fire, work crews will still be out. Right now, we're trying to get gutters addressed, other things, although we don't really see this as a rain event because it's moving so fast. We do believe the most significant impact is going to be wind, and it's kind of wild to say that. I agree with you. I don't think it's going to be as bad as Sally. But we are, perhaps because of the forward speed, we are going to see some wind, probably in the 50 to 60 mile an hour range, which is higher than I would have first expected. But again, I think we just need to be prepared. Now the good news is it's going to go fast. It's going to blow and then it's going to go because this thing is moving so fast. But clearly these are things we're thinking about. We have a lot of weakened trees, down trees. That's more the stuff that we're concerned with in what happens. Obviously, power loss at any time. I've talked with Rick Byers at Gulf Power. NextEra is poised to be up here if we have any power loss in that. I know that was one of the things really upset people on Sally. We want to get that back restored. So again, these are the things I think we're trying to address at this particular time. We will have a late start on Thursday as well. If you have Thursday pickup, normally, do not put your black can out tonight. Do not do it. We're going to pick you up on Friday. So that's what I think I want to get out mainly to some of your listeners is that.
Very good. Well, that's all good advice. And I'm sure like before you're advising people also, don't put out new debris. If you do have things like fences or stuff that could fly around, go ahead and try to control that as much as possible. Make sure that it's laying nice and flat on the ground if that's the least thing that you can do. And, obviously roofs with tarps are going to be a concern as well, but there may not be an awful lot you can do in that situation. But those are all good things. We also heard from the emergency manager here in Escambia, Eric Gilmore, about Skanska and these barges that, again, they're basically putting them all in a pen, and the Coast Guard is kind of overseeing this, right?
Well, I don't know. We have not talked to Skanska any more than about the ones that were in the city limits of Pensacola, which I believe they picked up one yesterday off Scenic Highway. We've got three on Bayfront that I believe are probably going to be there until after the storm is over. They were working yesterday to secure them, to anchor them. I've not been focused on getting up with Skanska. We have communicated, obviously, to them and expect that this is being addressed with DOT. So, again, I'm pretty sure every time we do get stuff, we have forwarded over to Philip Gaynor and the people over at FDOT and told them, we expect them to be watching Skanska and making sure that they're prepared for the storm.
Good. And, honestly, if it's a 2 to 4 foot surge, I would assume that would be super favorable conditions for them to try to get some of those beached barges off. But I may be wrong. I mean, I'm no expert, but I would think that this would actually, the storm would be their best chance to recover them. But, maybe it's the wrong time to be doing it in the middle of a storm. We'll see.
I think the challenge is operating the boats in the middle of the storm. The tugs don't like to operate in those kind of conditions, and
right.
I can understand why. I mean, it's a challenge to them, and we don't want to get anybody else out there in it. So we're just trying to work with it otherwise, but we are clearly expecting them to get their barges off very shortly.
One of the things that happened right just after we had our meeting, and there was no announcement, actually caught me by surprise. I was surprised you didn't mention it because we'd asked you last week, but the monument started to come down. What's the time frame on having the entirety of the monument removed?
Well, I will say we were somewhat surprised by it. I didn't think it was going to happen until the following week. They had a contract that was awarded. I think you asked the question. We talked about it. We were in the middle of a bid during Sally. The bidders asked us to go ahead and push out a couple weeks, so we did. And then we gave them a 30-day contract. So they have until mid-November to finally remove all of it. We didn't expect it to necessarily start this week, but obviously they've started. They've gotten a good bit done. Obviously with the storm, there's going to be nothing the next couple of days. I don't expect them probably to come back until Monday. Of course, they may be there Friday. I don't know. But it's probably the next 2 days you won't see them there because of wind issues. But they've gotten it down almost, to some of the more challenging places. And again, this is not a simple, there are no set of plans. This was done over 100 years ago, so they're having to kind of, as they work their way down, understand how it was pieced together. It's like a Lego set with no instructions. So they're trying to figure out how to take it back down. But again, we're gonna bring it to the port and make sure that it's in safe condition and can be. Want to check everything else out, and then at some point we'll be looking towards the future as to where it goes, what portions of it go to St. John's or any other place. At that point we'll evaluate a little bit more.
One of the things, kind of a cool project that's finally coming around, is the soccer complex, but the roundabout at Langley is coming along nicely. When do we expect Langley to be open again for east-west traffic?
I was expecting to be open this week or next week. I think some of it may be pushed back because of Zeta, but I was expecting that to happen this week. When I talked to Derek yesterday, we were very storm focused. His teams are very storm focused, obviously for the right reason. That may push off till next week, but it will be opening very shortly. We think it's going to be a dramatic improvement, some traffic calming, and really the chance for us to have, we've had so much debate about circles, really to try one in the sense it's a one lane coming into a one lane and learn how to work within it. I think Pensacola residents, Scambia County residents, local Florida residents are going to figure out how to do this.
One of the other things I wanted to ask you about is this tree that I went and looked at it, by the way, this tree on South J Street at 704 South J. That is a gorgeous tree, and I guess it's permitted to be removed. It went through the process. The owner wishes he didn't have to take it down, but the plans for his putting a house on that lot require it. Can you just maybe tell people what had to happen in order for that to be approved?
The challenge with that lot, Andrew, and you've gone and seen it, is it's fairly narrow.
Yep.
So there's not a lot of ways to maneuver the building so that it doesn't impact the tree. If you remember, we went to court. The city of Pensacola has gone to court to defend a tree, the one in North Hill.
Right.
That one could be the lot was big enough that the house could be moved and flipped, and the tree could be protected. If the case were the same one here and we had the same fact pattern, we would have done the same to this one. However, there was no real way to maneuver it, and the reason is because it's such a tight lot. This is the case of what we run into. I mean, we've got people all over the city that after the storm have been removing trees one way after the other because of defects or potential impacts to their house. So it's hard. I mean, if they come up with a true reason and we cannot maneuver the building to get done what they want to do and save the tree, there isn't as much we can do. But, again, in the past we've shown if there is an ability to do that, we will defend the tree.
What is the status? I'm never quite clear the status of the tree planting and replanting fund. It seems like, because when you take out trees, you're supposed to pay into it, is my understanding, and then there's a lot of money in the fund. Right.
We have a lot of money in the fund. What happened was the council for a long time, even a year into me being here, they still had a moratorium, and you couldn't get in there. Then we kind of gave the council members, they made all this stuff about they wanted to do stuff with the tree, so we gave them all an amount of money and said, go make things happen, figure out what you want to do. Well, then, it really hasn't materialized. Part of it is we got out of the winter, which is really the tree planting season. I told Brian Cooper I didn't necessarily want to do anything, but after this storm, we've been talking about it back in September. We were already starting to look at some places that we wanted trees, and obviously we got Sally. So Brian is looking at an overall approach, especially in our parks, what we want to do, and we want to go get some trees planted this winter while it's the right time to plant. So we're going to be doing that, and I expect you will see a lot of trees coming up through this winter across the city. We want to do it in all areas of the city.
Well, that's good. It's not quite as exciting to see trees get planted as it is distressing to see big, beautiful trees come down, but we know that's the nature of things in development. So, you know, it's easier to live with if we know they're going to be...
The future is not going to have big, beautiful trees if you're not planting trees now.
That is exactly right. Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, always a pleasure to have you on the show. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Andrew. You have a great weekend. Stay safe, all your listeners out there. Please heed the warning. Stay safe. By early morning tomorrow, this thing's going to be over. So we're all back to work at noon tomorrow. But stay safe tonight, and we'll be back at it tomorrow.